Standing in a crowd of protesters, Tamalivis Solanoa says Medicaid cuts could be devastating for her family.
If these cuts happen, I will have to start planning funerals.
Her mom has stage 4 renal failure, and her dad has Parkinson's disease. She's been taking care of them both since she was in high school. She says Medicaid is a lifeline for her family, and without it,
I will have to start either working more than 2 jobs I already do. I will have to figure out something else. So if I'm not able to provide for them, if there's no other way, then it's going to be the final nail in their coffin.
Congress is considering major funding cuts to Medicaid, the government-funded health care insurance program for low-income residents and people with disabilities. The spending bill comes from Republicans in Congress as a means to finance tax cuts proposed by the Trump administration. At stake is health care coverage for millions of Americans, including children, who rely on the program to get critical care. Joelle Hall, president of the state's largest labor union, says the cuts could have an outsized impact in Alaska.
This is Alaska to the core. We have the most expensive health care in the world. I want to say that again. If America has the most expensive health care in the world, and Alaska has the most expensive health care in America, ergo, Alaska has the most expensive health care in the world.
Alaska has consistently ranked among the top states in the country for having the highest health care costs per person, according to a 2020 study published in a leading health journal. Medicaid covers almost 40% of Alaska residents. It also helps fund tribal health care and is critical to keeping rural hospitals afloat. Cuts to the program could force the state to decide whether to maintain programs and shoulder the additional expense or leave people without coverage. Anchorage Democratic Senator Forrest Dunbar is the chair of the Health and Social Services Committee in the state Senate. He called on Alaska's congressional delegation to stop that from happening.
It's not just a question of economics. It's also a moral question, because they're not doing this so that they can lower the debt. They're not doing this so they can fund other programs. They're doing this to fund a tax cut for billionaires, and that is morally wrong.
U.S. Republican House Representative Nick Begich voted in favor of a spending blueprint last month that would significantly cut down on government spending. President Trump has said the cuts won't affect Medicaid, but budget experts say it's impossible to do such significant cuts without reducing health care coverage. In a speech to the Alaska legislature last month, Begich said he would support adding work requirements to Medicaid. Alaska Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski has long been a defender of Medicaid and has been talking to Senate leaders about the impacts to Alaska if programs are cut. Last week, Senator Dan Sullivan told the Anchorage Daily News it was too early to comment on what could happen to Medicaid, but he did introduce an amendment to a Senate resolution aimed at improving Medicaid for the most vulnerable populations.
When healthcare is under attack, what do we do?
Stand up, fight back!
When healthcare is under attack, what do we do?
Stand up, fight back!
In Juneau, I'm Clarice Larson.